Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Mr. James McGee.
No, this is he.
Mr. McGee, just so you know, I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, for you.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I always vote.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
9.
9. Thank you, sir. Some people care a lot about politics, while other people care less. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
That would be strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The second one you call, somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied? Okay.
Yes.
It's either satisfied or very satisfied.
Yeah, satisfied.
Thank you, sir. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the COVID-19 pandemic?
Republicans in Congress.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Now I'm going to read a list of issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Ensuring our voters... Ensuring our borders. You got to grade each question from 0 to 10 depending how important that is to you.
5 or 7.
7, okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Creating more jobs.
What number you give that one? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
Definitely a 10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
A 10.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable.
Definitely a 10.
Reducing crime.
I'll give that a 9.
Thank you, sir. Just to let you know, we are at 30%. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Nine.
Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you, sir. The U.S. Supreme Court.
0.
Thank you. Cornel West.
I'll give that a 7.
Thank you, sir. Kamala Harris.
9.
Thank you, sir. Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you, sir. Black Lives Matter.
Definitely a 10.
Thank you, sir. Mitch McConnell.
I'll give him a 0.
0, thank you. The Democratic Party.
I'll give him a 7.
Thank you, sir.
A 7.
7, okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say. Okay, thank you. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you still vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald
Trump?
Joe
Biden.
Thank you, sir. Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
In my opinion, getting worse.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read to you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement, first statement. Some people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Second statement. Other people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of African Americans community. Which statement do you agree with the most, first or second?
I agree with the first one.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you, sir. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Joe Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't.
No, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each, tell me how important that is to you. First one, he established Juneteenth as the federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very,
very
important.
Important?
Very, thank you. Also, Joe Biden provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help them in their homes. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important?
That's
not
very,
very
important.
Thank you. Also, Joe Biden made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads and over the last 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you, sir. Joe Biden also cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in record and recorded history. Is that very important? Somewhat
yes,
important?
It is. Very important.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 75%. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, and zero means it's not convincing at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Number one, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Second one. You might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history, and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focus on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he also be the check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again. Please rate your level for voting in next year's presidential elections in November of 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Being able to have jobs created more equally to everybody, and bringing down the cost of living.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of ways that some people were contacted during 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Text messages.
Text messages.
Yeah. Did anyone contact you through text messages?
No.
No. Thank you. Social media, internet ads?
Social media and internet ads.
Yes?
Yes.
TV ads?
I have TV ads.
Okay. Phone calls?
No.
No. Mailers?
No.
No. Radio ads?
No.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
No.
Door knocks?
No.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate,
one-year college degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow? Living with a partner, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you, sir. Yeah. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, will you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone or none of your neighbors are white?
Some of my neighbors are white. I live in a mixed neighborhood.
Okay, that will be almost half, about half, less than half?
Less than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you, sir. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, and we appreciate every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye.